They're dope. Adidas. They did their thing. Them did their thing.
What made you want... What's the story behind it? What was so important about representing that charity?
I think a lot of people know the story behind domestic violence and, you know, what I have to do to give to it. So, yeah.
A lot of your teammates, I mean, pretty good turnout from the team that took part in this. League-wide, I know there's a lot of people, but most of the team is doing this.
Yeah, a lot of guys in here, they got a lot of things they care about, you know, not just football, but personal issues that they've dealt with in life. So, you know, when NFL gave us this chance to do this, everybody jumped on it.
What's your thoughts on going to Lambeau, playing at that kind of historic venue?
I don't really care where I play. You know, as long as there's some grass and football, that's all that matters.
We've talked about trying to, you know, when you recognize down the stretch the intensity level raises and those kind of things. Where are you guys right now offensively trying to match that and excel when the games really matter?
Trying to get back on track to what we do best and what we know is going to work for this team. Guys just refocusing. You know, the loss last week definitely you know, woke our eyes up and, you know, let us know, you know, every team that play us is going to give us their best. And we have to come out and do the same.
What challenges do the Packers defense face? Like, what do you face? What do you, when you watch them on film, what are the challenges you see?
What's that question again?
What challenges do the Packers defense, I don't know. When you watch the film on the Packers defense player, what do you see the challenges there?
They're a good defense. They got a lot of vets, a lot of young guys on their defense. You know, a lot of guys that are versatile, that can play different positions, not just one-dimensional guys that's just going to go out there. So, you know, it's a hard defense to prepare for, you know, but that's why it's NFL. And, you know, we have a lot of time to prepare for those guys. And, you know, they're going to do the same for us. So, hopefully we can go out there and get the win.
Every game is big from start to finish, but now we're hitting December. Does the sense of urgency almost go up even more, knowing, hey, we got five left, we've got a lead, but it's a slight lead?
Yeah, of course. You know, we have a lead, but, you know, guys aren't riding on that because we have to take care of business every day, not just on Sunday, but, you know, tomorrow and the next day after that. You know, so the game is won on Sunday. It's won before Sunday. But, you know, every guy knows that in his locker room, and definitely the detail and attention to detail is much higher. And, you know, definitely the San Diego game woke our eyes up to that.
You're talking about the Packers defense. Bill's talking about how unpredictable they are. They'll send people from everywhere.
Yeah.
How does that change what you have to do at the line of scrimmage, kind of recognizing what they're trying to do with you and how that affects the route you're running and when you expect the football?
Just being on page with my quarterback before the play and studying those guys, kind of seeing what they do, seeing what I can get a jump on before the play starts. You know, but, you know, teams they're not going to play you the same as they play someone else. So it's very hard to go out there and get a judgment on what you think they're going to do. You just got to go out there and make plays.
You don't have to worry about them, but what do you think Aaron Rodgers?
Excuse me?
You don't have to worry about him, but what do you think Aaron Rodgers?
What I think about him?
Yeah.
He's one of the best at his position. You know, there's really not much else to say about that guy.